The days have been a little bit on the hot side of late. And so this talk of being thirsty and of having water that will well up within us to provide the ultimate quenching to that thirst, that's pretty tempting. And especially, you know, when you go out in the very middle of the day, when the sun is just so oppressive and the sun is just beating down upon you. I mean, it's okay if you're at the beach. It's okay if you've got some water to dive into and to refresh yourself. But if you're out there in the middle of the desert, if you're out there, like anywhere really in the Middle East, without that source of water, to be there when the sun is beating down on you with unoppressive heat, then of course, you just feel like you want to faint. You feel like you just want to crawl under some rock in order to find some shade. So the depth of this woman's shame, how much she must have felt that shame to be out there at noon, not in the morning, not in the evening when it's a little bit cooler, but there at noon. And so Jesus is surprised to see her there. He's tired from the journey, so he's just sat down looking for somewhere to at least to rest for a while. But he's not looking to do any work. This woman comes presumably with a big stone jar in order to fill it, in order to then have to lug it back into town to provide the water that her family so desperately needs. This sense of the craziness of this woman's life, I think we can all see something of that. We know that experience. We know what that's like to think, I am so desperate that even I will have to go in the very middle of the day in order to sate my thirst. She's clearly isolated from the other women in her town. They would come in the morning. They would come in the evening when it's cool and easier to do that work. And so as she enters into this conversation, then initiated by Jesus, woman, give me something to drink. This longing that is here. We'll hear in the preface, the prayer that we pray before the Eucharistic prayer today, that it was Jesus longing and thirsting for her faith. That's what Jesus wanted. Jesus is not just there kind of passively sitting back, waiting for it all to unfold. Jesus is the hound of heaven. He's the one who comes searching and seeking, the one who longs that we might experience and encounter that love that we will be changed and transformed by. He knows that our deepest need, our deepest longing is for that thirst to be quenched. I mean, when it is a hot day, when we have been out and doing some work, how wonderful is it to come back in and to get a drink of water? You know, to have that cold glass of water or another beverage if it wasn't Lent, and to, you know, to have this water and to be able to take a deep drink from it. I mean, it's just such a gift, isn't it? To be able to have that thirst quenched, to have that longing, that desire fulfilled. And how much do we need that? So often we go seeking and searching and hunting. We look for all kinds of things that we want to be satisfied by. We think that this new hobby, this new task, this new website will fulfill all of our desires. And it might for a few minutes. So we scroll through social media, we might get a few kind of endorphins being released and a bit of dopamine being a hit that we'll get from that. We'll be stimulated in certain ways and we'll have some sense of what our friends are doing or what we haven't got, what we're missing out on. We'll have that experience of FOMO, of missing out on things in our lives. And how much the Lord is wanting to be there in that moment, to offer something as simple as a drink of water. But not just with ordinary water, with water that is living, water that will truly satisfy us, water that will quench not just our tummies, not just our throats, but will quench the very depths of who we are, that will provide that answer to our deepest longings that we have. What is that for you today? What is that question that you might have come to church with today? What is that thing that you've been kind of pondering or wondering about? That question that just seems a little bit elusive, a little bit just there beyond the depths of your perception. And how might God speak into that question? How might the Lord address himself into that desire? What is the thing that you thirst and long for that the Lord himself is able to provide? And only God is able to offer the depth of that love and the depth of that experience for you. As we continue through this season of Lent, as we continue to acknowledge the thirst that we have, let's really pray that God will be the one to quench it. That God will be the one that will be able to speak that love, that grace, that goodness into our lives. Part of that is acknowledging it. Part of that is saying, I can't, but you can. I can't be satisfied fully by all these things that I filled my life with, but if I open myself to you, if I surrender myself to the thirst that only you can quench, then God will provide those answers. God will satisfy that deep longing of our hearts and our lives. Let's allow the Lord to be the one to quench our deepest thirst, to be the one who satisfies the deep longings of our desires, the deep longings of our truths, as we commit ourselves to that search and allow the Lord, in his love and in his mercy, to find us and to satisfy those desires and those thirsts today.